I'm Dede Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR. We're at the Kennedy Center Jazz Club in Washington, D.C. On stage, we have the youthful veteran Frank West heading for his 87th birthday, leading a dream band and having a ball. With Terrell Stafford, one of my favorites, on trumpet, Ilya Leshtak on guitar, Rufus Reed on bass, that sweetie Winard Harper on drums, the Frank West Quintet, right here on Jazz Set. Lenard Harper has big energy and a smile to go with it. He's a flirt on the drums with the Frank West Quintet on Jazz Set.
Thank you. That was an original we called Sarah's Song. And now we'd like to do another original, which happens to be the title tune of my next CD, Once Is Not Enough. That's if it's good. If it's not good, once is once too much.
Thank you.
Once Is Not Enough, from the Frank West Quintet at the KC Jazz Club. Terrell Stafford on trumpet. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back in a flash with a few words about Frank West, an American jazz master, on Jazz Set, with an extra song that you can check out at jazzset.npr.org. So don't you dare go away. Frank Wellington West was born on January 4, 1922, in Kansas City. He spent his childhood in Oklahoma and learned the saxophone, but he didn't take his horn seriously until he moved to Washington, D.C., and attended Dunbar High School. The day after this set, longtime friends Frank West and Dr. Billy Taylor had a public conversation about jazz in D.C. Frank remembered all sorts of clubs and characters, among them the fabulous pianist Art Tatum. Man, you could hear every note like peas falling in a pan, and his fingers were just a blur. Now, is that a vivid image or what? From 1954 to 1963, West added the flute to the Count Basie Orchestra. When the arrangers paired the flute with a muted trumpet, they got the cutest sound, as Frank West and Terrell Stafford will demonstrate right now on The Eternal Triangle by Sonny Stitt. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Time for Love, Frank West on tenor. Guitarist Ilya Lushtak has careers both in Russia, where he grew up, and right here in the U.S.
Jazz Set receives support from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Information at kennedy-center.org/jazz.
For a decade, Wes was the first chair tenor in the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band, always depended upon for a great solo, and heard on Jazz Set from 1992 to 2002.
We're going to do Duke Ellington's Cottontail. We're not.
Thank you.
All right. And now we get to Estoril, about 15 kilometers out of Lisbon, Portugal. And we're doing a tap travelogue, and we were there for a week having a ball, and I wrote this little tune we call Estoril Soul.
Thank you.
Bernard Harper on the drums. Terrell Stafford on trumpet. Ilya Lustak on the guitar. Rufus Reed on the bass. Mike West, quintet. Thank you very much.
When bass man Rufus Reed shifts his weight from side to side, he's in the moment. And baby, he has been shifting on Cottontail and Estoril Sol. Frank West composed Estoril Sol for the Portuguese sun. Happy birthday, Mr. West. Born January 4th, 1922. In 2007, Frank West was named an American Jazz Master by the National Endowment for the Arts. Hear, hear. Kevin Struthers is director of jazz at the Kennedy Center. Greg Hartman of Big Mo Recording is our musical mixer. Duke Marcos, our technical director. Ginger Bruner at KUNV Las Vegas, our audio engineer. Becca Pulliam, our writer and producer. And Thurston Briscoe III, executive producer of Jazz Set at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with an extra song that you can check out at jazzset.npr.org. I'll be back next time with another great set on Jazz Set.